When Tim Cook took over as Apple's chief executive in August 2011, the company was already one of the most powerful technology businesses in the world, but it was still, unmistakably, Steve Jobs, Apple. The iPhone was transforming the mobile industry, and the iPad had created a new category of computing. The Mac remained an important part of the company's identity. Jobs, despite his worsening health, had spent years embedding his philosophy of product design, secrecy, and relentless execution into the organization, and Tim Cook inherited that legacy. He did something more difficult than simply preserving it as he built a different Apple. On September 1, 2026, after 15 years as CEO, Cook will step down and become Apple's executive chairman, handing the chief executive role to John Ternus, the company's senior vice president of hardware engineering. Apple's board has described the transition as the result of a long-term succession process. Read also, Tim Cook's final day as CEO marks the beginning of Apple's next big test. The change marks the end of one of the most consequential CEO tenures in technology. Under Cook, Apple moved from a company valued at roughly $350 billion to one worth about $4 trillion, according to Apple. Its annual revenue grew from about $108 billion in 2011 to more than $416 billion in 2025. But those numbers tell only part of the Cook story, as his real achievement was not inventing another iPhone, but it was turning Apple into a company that could continue growing at an extraordinary scale without Steve Jobs, the executive Jobs trusted with operations. Cook's rise was built on something that rarely receives the same attention as product design, which is operations. Before becoming CEO, he had spent years making Apple's complicated global manufacturing and supply chain work. Cook joined Apple in 1998 as senior vice president for worldwide operations, after working at Compaq, IBM, and Intelligent Electronics. At Apple, he became known for his ability to reduce inventory, negotiate with suppliers, improve manufacturing efficiency, and coordinate a supply chain spread across multiple countries. The background became important because Apple's success depended on producing millions of devices to extremely precise specifications and getting them into consumers' hands at almost exactly the right moment. Jobs was the product visionary. Cook was the operator who could industrialize the vision, and the distinction became critical after Jobs' death in October 2011. He was now responsible for proving that Apple could survive without its founder, and his challenge was leading a post-Jobs Apple. One of the easiest ways to misunderstand Cook is to compare him directly with Jobs, as Jobs was a founder and product evangelist. Jobs could walk onto a stage and convince an audience that a new device represented the future of technology. Cook's power was different, and he understood systems, suppliers, manufacturing capacity, logistics, capital allocation, and organizational discipline, which made him suited to scaling a company that had already found extraordinary product market fit. Apple's market capitalization increased from roughly $350 billion when Cook became CEO to about $4 trillion during his tenure, while annual revenue quadrupled. The iPhone became an even larger business. By 2025, iPhone revenue had reached about $210 billion annually, compared with approximately $47 billion in 2011. The transformation was not simply the result of selling more phones, but Cook expanded the economic architecture surrounding Apple's devices. Cook's most important strategic achievement was reducing Apple's dependence on a single product cycle. The iPhone remained the center of the business, but Apple monetized the ecosystem surrounding it. Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Pay, iCloud, the App Store and other services turned Apple's enormous installed base into a recurring revenue engine. The strategy changed the economics of the company. Instead of a customer buying an iPhone once every several years and generating most of their economic value at the point of purchase, Apple could continue generating revenue through subscriptions, payments, applications, cloud storage, and digital services. The ecosystem has become one of the most valuable assets Cook leaves behind, and Apple also expanded into new hardware categories. the Apple Watch became a major product line. AirPods created an enormous new market for wireless earbuds. Apple's services business became a pillar of its financial performance. These products did not replace the iPhone, but strengthened the iPhone ecosystem. Apple Silicon, Cook's underrated technological bet. Another defining decision of the Cook era was Apple's move away from Intel processors in its Mac computers. In 2020, Apple announced that it would transition the Mac to chips designed in-house. The decision was significant because it gave Apple greater control over the relationship between its hardware, operating systems, and processors. Apple could design chips specifically around the requirements of its products rather than relying on a third-party processor roadmap. The result was Apple Silicon, and it strengthened the company's ability to differentiate its computers through performance, energy efficiency, and tight integration between hardware and software. For a company competing across smartphones, computers, tablets, and wearables, that control became a major competitive advantage. He did not necessarily need to invent a new category, but he controlled more of the technology stack behind the categories Apple already dominated. The supply chain problem Cook solved and never completely escaped. The same supply chain that helped create Apple's enormous scale also became one of Cook's greatest strategic vulnerabilities. Apple became deeply dependent on China for manufacturing and assembly, and that relationship allowed the company to build products at extraordinary scale, but it also exposed Apple to geopolitical tensions, trade restrictions, factory disruptions, and rising costs. The pandemic made that vulnerability impossible to ignore as Apple's famous supply chain machine was exposed to lockdowns, factory disruptions, and international uncertainty. Read also, who controls frontier AI? Safety, ethics, and the growing U.S.-China battle for AI supremacy. Cook responded by increasing Apple's diversification efforts, particularly toward India and other manufacturing locations, but China remains deeply embedded in Apple's production ecosystem. The CEO, who made Apple's supply chain one of its greatest strengths, also leaves behind a company still trying to make that supply chain less geographically concentrated. Cook changed Apple's relationship with power. Cook also transformed Apple's position in the political and social space because, under his leadership, privacy became one of Apple's most visible strategic differentiators. Apple positioned itself as a company that viewed personal data and privacy as fundamental rights rather than simply another resource to monetize, and that position put Apple at odds with some competitors and regulators. The company also became vocal on environmental sustainability, renewable energy, supply chain responsibility, and other social issues. Cook's Apple therefore became more politically visible than Jobs. Apple had been, as the company was no longer simply selling computers and phones, but it was negotiating with governments, regulators, and policymakers over privacy, competition, taxation, digital markets, and technology regulation. The expanded role came with costs, as Apple has faced growing antitrust scrutiny in the United States and Europe, while regulators have challenged aspects of its App Store business and other practices. The company that Cook built is now too large to operate outside the political conversation. Cook is leaving Apple stronger financially than almost anyone could have imagined in 2011. The company has an enormous installed base, a powerful services business, custom silicon, successful wearables, and a global brand that remains among the most valuable in technology. Join Business Day WhatsApp channel to stay up to date. Open in WhatsApp,